On June 19, 1865, slaves in Galveston, Texas, received some incredible news. Slavery had been abolished. The day quickly became known as Juneteenth, a mixture of June and 19th. Slavery had been the principal cause of the American Civil War, fought between the anti-slavery northern states and the pro-slavery southern states from April 1861 to April 1865. News of the North's victory had taken 2 months to reach Galveston. 1 year later, African Americans in Galveston celebrated the first anniversary of their freedom with prayer meetings and spirituals, wearing new clothes to represent their new status. The celebrations soon began to spread to other states. In many southern states, however, there was resistance from white people to black people using public spaces for their celebrations. African Americans decided to create their own spaces, such as Emancipation Park in Houston, Texas, and Booker T. Washington Park in Harrison, Tennessee. Even more significant, the end of slavery did not mean that black and white Americans were treated equally. Southern states began to introduce laws to deny black people equal rights. African Americans suffered appalling segregation and discrimination for the next 80 years. As millions of black Americans escaped to other parts of the U.S., however, Juneteenth went with them. Then came the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. Many black protesters linked their struggle to the historical struggles of their ancestors. Student demonstrators wore Juneteenth freedom buttons. The event received a huge boost in 1968 when the Poor People's March to Washington held a Juneteenth Solidarity Day. People returned home and initiated Juneteenth celebrations, most famously in Milwaukee and Minneapolis. 12 years later, Texas made Juneteenth an official state holiday. Juneteenth celebrations vary across the country. There are public readings, singing, picnics, and church services, but also rodeos, competitions, concerts, and parades. Food is a central element, and barbecues dominate, many with family and friends. In the last 40 years, almost all U.S. states have recognized Juneteenth as a paid holiday for state employees. Only North and South Dakota and Hawaii do not. Companies such as Twitter and Nike also announced that they would treat Juneteenth as a holiday. There is now growing pressure to make America's second Independence Day a national holiday.